Track 3, Northern Boundary.
Yeah, this is the northern boundary of the colliery. This is where the sidings, when I mean sidings, is where they stored the empty trucks so that they could be filled with coal from the washery to be transported to wherever it was required, mainly for the steel industry as coking coal, taken up to the northwest of England, up to a place called Workington.
But as Mike goes on to explain, it wasn't just coal they were extracting from the ground.
Ogilvie was producing about 400,000 tonne a year saleable coal, and it was only about a 52% vend, so 48% between 300,000 and 400,000 tonne a year went up there. And that was for 50 years, like.
Look to your right. The trees on the steep valley side that you see growing here were planted in shale or colliery spoil, and the valley side is much higher than at the start of the 20th century. As you will hear at Stop 9, it was a huge operation to transport the spoil onto the mountainside. And because not every colliery had a washery, spoil from other sites, such as the local Britannia Colliery, was also brought here. At Stop 4, we will meet up with Park Ranger Pete Lewis to explain some of the management that takes place today.
Continue ahead in the direction you came, keeping the white lines on your right. Listen to track 4 at the stopping mark, beside the second bench you reach on your right.